This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Bill Puckett, state conservationist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama. Cut one, coming in three, two, one.
We're looking at trying to build or construct new shallow water habitat or mud flat or sand flat habitats that these birds along the Gulf Coast that will start migrating back to the Gulf in July here through the fall to give them additional areas for roosting or for resting or feeding as they make their way to the Gulf Coast. And of course, if they get to the Gulf Coast and find it severely impacted, maybe it'll give them additional habitat to come back to.
Cut two, coming in three, two, one.
Basically three programs within the Migratory Bird Habitat Initiative. One is EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, WIP, the Wildlife Habitat Incentives Program, and WRP, the Wetland Reserve Program. And EQIP and WIP will be working with those landowners to actually develop shallow water habitat and possibly look at some type of incentive payments for having the landowners to manage water levels. And WRP, if you have an existing Wetland Reserve Program contract, there might be some incentives there to fluctuate water levels a little bit more, or if you already have the boards and stuff that you need to fluctuate the water, maybe incentives to have them do that over the next several months. And here in Alabama, we're actually going to be looking at taking catfish ponds that are no longer in production of catfish and offering farmers out there an incentive to put those ponds into this initiative under WRP to create habitat. Ponds, whether they be catfish ponds or other type of existing ponds, can be converted to shallow water habitat and the mudflats and things that are needed very quickly.
Cut three, coming in three, two, one.
You have the five Gulf Coastal states, which are directly impacted by the oil. That's Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. And also included are Arkansas, southern part of Missouri, and Georgia. Those states are included because you're looking at the flyways that the birds actually come down. So you have the Mississippi flyway, which would include Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri. Then you have the Atlantic flyway, which would include Georgia, Florida, eastern Alabama. Western Alabama is actually in Mississippi flyway.
Cut four, coming in three, two, one.
They can contact their local USDA NRCS service center in their local county or parish, and the district conservationists or local conservation districts there would be glad to get them signed up or give them the application and take them through the process.